You're out of the shower. Here, I fixed you a drink, boss. If I remember correctly from our office Christmas party, this is your favorite? I know I don't have to call you boss, but I kinda like it. Anyway, thank you so much for letting me stay with you tonight. It's really starting to come down out there. And the news said it might not stop until Sunday, so you might be stuck with me all weekend. What do you mean, why are you sitting here? It's cold, silly. I don't want to sit on the couch. This chair is much nicer, I think. It feels expensive. And it's next to you. You smell so good. Here, just, if you don't mind, let me move in closer. I'm a good girl. Promise I don't bite. Much. Oh, stop being such a prude. You knew I was in here and you walked in wearing just that bathrobe. Part of me thinks you wanted me to see you like this, with your big, strong legs and chest on show. I mean, come on. You're being such a tease, boss. Hi there, big guy. Oh my fucking god. You're even more handsome up close like this. That strong jaw, those kind eyes, and those inviting lips. Oh, no, 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 no. No way, Mr. Boss Man. You taste even better than you smell. And I want it now. We can't. Why the fuck not? I mean, all the other men in the office were literally queuing up to ask me if I needed somewhere to stay tonight. Some of the women, too. They would kill to be where you are right now. In a nice, big armchair. Their favorite drink on their expensive, hand-cut wooden table. And being straddled by the hottest, sexiest piece of ass they've ever seen. I just want to make you feel good, sir. Don't you want me to make you feel good? I'm not too young. I'm 19. Put your big hands on my hurt little ass. You know you want to. Good boy. You can do anything you want to it, you know. You can do anything you want to me. Please, sir, grab it. Squeeze it. Yes. I've been so naughty, sir. Thank you. May I have another? Please. Thank you, sir. You hurt me so good. Yes. Harder. Please, sir. Goodness. You made my little ass all red with your hand marks, sir. I knew you'd be able to put me back in my place. You are the boss, after all. I can tell by your breathing that I'm working you up something awful. And I can feel that monster cock between your legs waking up. Maybe your little slut could loosen her master's bathrobe so that she can kiss his chest and calm him down a little. May I? Yes? Thank you, sir. Anyway, I don't think it's that big of an age gap, to be honest. It just makes it so much hotter, doesn't it? My big, bad, strong, powerful boss man. Taking advantage of his naive, sweet little subordinate. Making me do filthy, dirty things that good girls shouldn't know anything about. If you ordered me to, I would drop to my knees and worship your big, fat, throbbing cock. Any place and any time. You could force it down my tight little throat and make me gag, make me cry. And I would take it all because you're in charge, sure. You make the rules. You could hold my head down and I would swallow it all the way down to the base. Because it's my job to serve you. If you told me to drop to my whore knees and greet you by kissing your feet, then I would do it. Because that's my place. Beneath you, worshipping any part of you that you order me to. If you command me to degrade myself and lick your asshole to help get you off, then I would do it with a pretty little smile on my face. Because making you come is my highest purpose in life. I can be so dirty for you, sir. If you just let me show you. You are a tough nut to crack, mister. Look, we are not stopping now. You and I both know that. You want me. I've seen how you look at me in the office in my tight skirts and silk blouses. You know I wear them just for you, to tease you. Do you like the one I have on at the moment? This bright red number? Yeah? I think it needs to come off. Don't you agree? Please unbutton it for me, master. Unwrap your new fuck toy. what was that? Oh, my boyfriend. Yes, what about him? Yes, sir. I absolutely think he would mind you doing this to me. But what would he be able to do about it? You've met him. You've seen what he looks like. He's a skinny little nerd, and you... Well, you might be 20 years older than him, but you have the body of a god. These broad shoulders. Oh, your muscular arms. And that glorious six-pack I'm rubbing my hands all over right now. Oh, goodness me, am I a lucky little slut. No, sir. Even if he was sitting here right now watching us play, then there would be nothing he could do about it. Why am I with him? Well, he has his uses, I suppose. His boring, geeky job pays stupidly well, so he can buy me all the things I ask for. Like this blouse, my sexy high heels, my manicures, my pedicures, and all the expensive lacy underwear I like to wear. He pays for my nights out, holidays, pretty much everything I tell him to buy, he buys. Now, what was that phrase again? All right. Think of him kind of like a sugar daddy of sorts. No, sir. I don't think that's unfair at all. I'm a princess, and I deserve to be spoiled. He's happy. I let him take me out on his arm on occasion. Some men, like him, well, they're beta males. They're inferior. They're here to provide for their betters. Others, men like you, you're an alpha. You're successful, good-looking, strong, superior. You take what you want. So stop thinking about that pathetic little bitch boyfriend of mine and start thinking about my perfect, soft, round tits and my tight, sweet, eager holes, which your huge alpha bull cock is going to be violating. Yes, sir. Fucking finally. Take me. Please use me, sir. Oh, what? Oh. Oh, yes, master. I have been such a naughty slut. Yes, sir. I understand. Say thank you after each spank, and then repeat what you tell me. Of course, master. Thank you, sir. I am my master's obedient slave girl. Thank you, sir. I only serve my master. Nobody else. Thank you, sir. I live to worship my master's alpha cock. Thank you, sir. I love being a little whore for my master. Thank you, sir. I am worthless unless I'm filled with master's cock. Yes, sir. I'll sit back up on your knee. Thank you for disciplining me. I love feeling your huge, rough hands on my ass. Please, sir. Please take off my bra. Oh, sir. Yes, thank you. Your hands feel so good over my tits. Yes. Thank you, sir, for stripping me. Thank you, sir, for playing with my nipples. That pretty bra makes them so sensitive. And they ache for your strong touch, sir. No, sir. My weak little boyfriend could never make my body react like this. No. I agree. This body was made to pleasure alpha males like my master. Now, can this little slut please get down on her knees and give her master's monster cock the worship it deserves? Thank you, sir. Do you like the view? These big, innocent eyes looking up at you. I've wanted to be down here for so long, sir. Thank you so much for the opportunity to service you. Now, I'll just get this pesky bathrobe out of the way and... Oh my god! No, sir, I just... I've never seen a cock this huge. It's so long and thick. One hand, two hands, and still more cock. My dainty little hands can barely fit around your girth, sir. From the noises you're making, I think you like them moving up and down on your shaft. Oh, goodness, I think I might have died and gone to heaven. I love it down here where I belong, sir. And you smell so manly and strong. And your massive balls are hanging so low underneath it. I love how they jiggle when I jerk you off like this. They must be filled with so much cum for me. Would you like your little cum slave to work on your balls with her mouth while she jerks you off? Of course, sir. It will be my pleasure. Mm. Your slave is so happy, sir. Yes. This is where I belong. On my knees before you. Thank you for letting me lick and suck your huge bull balls. I hope you're getting ready to blow a huge load of your hot seed over me. Though, if I'm being honest, I could stay down here sucking your balls forever, master. Thank you, master. I thought you would never ask. Trust me, I give the most amazing blowjobs. I love having cock in my mouth. Especially when there's at least 9 inches of it. Here, let me demonstrate by licking from the base up to that massive head. So good. Thank you for slapping me with your monster cock, master. Please be careful, though. You might knock me out with it. Thank you, master. Thank you for using this horse throat to get yourself off. Yes, master. I love it when you fuck my throat raw like this. I want to feel it tomorrow. I want to feel my voice be raw and scratchy. All because of this monster. Monster alpha cock of yours. Oh. Oh, look at me. Drooling all over. Getting my tits all shiny with my spit and your pretty cum, sir. Oh, yes, sir. You've made such a mess of your innocent little employee. Isn't that right? You're close? Oh, sir, that's amazing. Back to sucking your balls? Why, of course, master. Please feed me your cum. Please cover my face and tits with your alpha seed. Mark me as yours. Please, master. Please give me the cum I've been craving for so long. Honor me with your massive bull cum, Lord Master. Yes. I feel it all on me. All over my tits. Oh, what a huge load, sir. So thick and warm and creamy. I'm sorry, sir. Did your slut displease you somehow? Oh, of course, master. I'll lick your precious seed off the floor right away. How foolish of me. All clean. Does that satisfy you, master? Oh, why. Thank you, sir. I'm glad you enjoyed it. Why, yes. I do quite pride myself on my impeccable blowjob skills. What? Your bedroom, master? Oh, yes, please. I've been waiting so, so long for you to say that. If you don't mind, allow me to show you a few other things that your slutty little sex slave prides herself upon.